Bike. It's the Bro Show.
It's Lucas and Jacob.
Another road trip pod. We're in the car traveling. So if the audio's a wee bit funky, that's why. We hope you guys understand. We're just men on the go.
Yeah. It's kind of fun filming a podcast while driving or while in the car.
Yeah, because you know, on these road trips, you're always having conversations, but it makes it even better, like, doing a radio conversation, like having a conversation, and if you make a good point, like, it'll be, a lot of people might see it, you know? It could go viral.
We talked about on The View with Joy Behaud.
Yeah. Like, you could say something that could get you an invite on The View. That's the beauty of every podcast episode. And did you see somebody tweeted us that the Golden Globes are going to now have a podcast category? So they tweeted us and were like, this is your moment. Like, if this actually is real, like, what type of podcast are going to be nominated? Is it going to be like you have to go and, like, help the whales get killed or something? Like, help the whales not get killed. Like, I feel like it'll be really important stuff. Like, I don't know if the Bro Show will be eligible. Like, I think we have to find, like, a mission to do. Like, oh, we're gonna stop the, like, so many deer from being killed during hunting season or something like that we would have to do to be considered.
Oh, I'm kind of picturing these, like, podcasts where, I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like it would be podcasts where, like, they don't have, like, many listeners. So, like, maybe we would be able to get on it. Because I feel like they aren't going to be nominating these, like, huge podcasts. But I have no idea. I'm just trying to, like, gauge, trying to guess.
Probably just Bill Gates' daughter will win. Whoa.
I saw you put that in the notes that she has a podcast.
I know. I actually think it's cool that she has a podcast. I listened to part of the episode where she interviewed Kris Jenner, but it just got me thinking, which I wanted to discuss. If you were Bill Gates' daughter, like, what would you do? Because I was thinking, would I start a podcast? Maybe I would, but hers, like, was very, like, professional.
Yeah, so what is the podcast about? Like, she seems like she's, like, episode.
Yeah, from, like, listening to part of the Kris Jenner episode, she seems like she's, like, a businesswoman. She, like, has a suit on. Like, I was just thinking, if I was, like, a Nepo baby, like, her, like, and she's not even just a Nepo baby, but, like, she's the Nepo baby, like, Bill Gates' daughter. You know what I mean?
That's, like, a whole other, like, that's the whole other level. And then is she in, like, her 20s, 30s, or 40s? Because I just really want to understand this
goal. I think 20s. But I was just thinking, like, I feel like she's not doing it hard enough. Like, of course, just live your life, do what you want to do. But if I was the Nepo baby, I would not be doing a business podcast. I'd be doing, like, the trashiest Jersey Shore, like, coked out Miami girl, like, in a penthouse. Like, I feel like it's your 20s and you're the Nepo baby. Like, you can do the business podcast when you're over 32. But it's like, for now, maybe do some more. You know what I mean? It's like, you're the Nepo baby. I just feel like you're kind of throwing it away. And it's offensive to everyone that she isn't taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I love her loyal fans.
Like, couldn't you picture, like, I thought she'd be dating all these people on Love Island. She'd be, there'd be this whole story of her in the Coachella VIP section causing a ruckus. Like, I just feel like there's so much of your life ahead of you to be professional.
It seems like from looking at these Nepo babies, like, okay, is there another term for these types of people? Because someone needs to create another term, and there probably is, but I'm not aware of it. In this way, when you first said that she's a Nepo baby, I had a little cartwheel in my mind, because when I think of Nepo babies, I'm thinking about these celebrity children. Well, I feel like, so I'm thinking about Barack Obama's children, Bill Gates' children, Warren Buffett's children, and let's just say this random billionaire in Germany's children. For I don't really consider those Nepo babies, because it's this whole other thing where I feel like they're in these families where it's actually like, they have, like, rules. Like, whereas I feel like if I'm the child of, let's say,
Lisa Renner.
Yeah, Lisa Renner. I feel like she, like, it would be fine. Like, oh, yeah, be a, and, like, I feel like she would be like, oh, yeah, like, we want you on Penthouse Magazine. That'd be so cool. But I feel like if you're Bill Gates' daughter, like, you might actually be excommunicated, whatever the word is. You might actually have to leave the family, and they'd be like, this is so bad that you did this. You're ruining everything. So I feel like it's this whole other thing where it's, like, way more prestigious, I guess.
I guess Paris Hilton did that. Oh, she's not. So, obviously, the Hiltons aren't. They aren't like Bill Gates, but She already, I guess we already lived our fantasy with a nepo baby with Paris Hilton, so, you know, Bill Gates' daughter, she can do what she wants.
But if I was Bill Gates' daughter, I would use my nepotism to try to book, like, a bunch of movie roles. That's what I think I would do.
Yeah, so that, honestly, you gotta hand it to her. Like, she's not doing that. She's doing something different. She's gonna become a business podcaster. Like, she's not even trying to be, like, I guess the way I wanted her to be, like, this crazy coked out Miami girl. Like, that's already been done. She's kind of being like, you know what, I'm gonna be just a buttoned up businesswoman. Like, she sort of is, like, forging her own path.
Okay, now, just from my psychic abilities, is she kind of like a Hailey Bieber person? That's the vibe I'm getting, but is that, am I wrong?
No, not really. Like, she actually gives the vibe, from the clips I watched, she actually just gives the vibe of, like, she wants to just talk about business all day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And, like, she, like, is, like, yeah, it seemed, like, more, like, serious and stuff.
So, if you got to pick, like, what type of nepo kid would you be? Would you rather be a celebrity nepo kid or a billionaire nepo kid? Because I don't even know if I'd want to be a billionaire nepo kid because I feel like it would be so annoying. And so
what do you call
and, like,
those people?
All these politics involved.
Isn't that called, like, debutantes?
What
is a debutante?
Like, I don't know, like, what that means.
That's a southern, like, high socialite, high society woman or something.
Debutante?
I just know that from, like, a Lana Del Rey song, and also I've just heard it throughout life.
Oh, a young woman from an aristocratic or upper-class background who is formally presented to society at a ball or a debut. So, like, people could say they're that, but that sounds like people still get debuted at a...
They debuted their daughters
wait, no,
back
maybe
then?
I should be formally presented to society at a ball debut. Yeah, that's
so
what this
be
is
like
saying.
Some rich aristocratic family. They have a daughter, and then once she's like 18 or something, they debut her to the society and like try to marry her off or something. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
That's so funny.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm obviously joking, but. I was just about to say, it would be fun to live back in those days and, like, pick who all your kids are gonna marry. I'm just joking.
That would be fun, like, you'd have complete control.
I'm like, that's so controlling.
Well, I guess there's even some people today who live in families where, like, they have an arranged marriage. I wonder if some of the kids, like, in those families, they feel a little bit of relief. They're like, when I'm an adult, like, my parents will just marry me off. Like, I don't really have to think of anything. You know what I mean? And, like, it's not even like, oh, is he the one? Is she the one? It's like, it doesn't really matter because we just got arranged. You know what I mean? So it's like, maybe we'll just be roommates. Maybe we'll be friends. Maybe we'll kind of get along. But, like there's no pressure on it.
Yeah, and you can always, like, justify it by being, like, even the people that do get to choose who they marry don't, like, 60% of them end up divorced after 10 years. So it's like, this isn't even a bad scenario. Like, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that if I was
like
in that situation, like, you could make it a good thing, you know? So with the whole podcast thing, Kris Jenner was the first guest on the podcast. Now I'm just curious.
To be honest, I don't really know. That's just someone that showed up in my YouTube recommended. So I watched part of it while I was making dinner. So I think that would be a good first episode. I mean, she is at least pulling the nepo card. That's like, get Kris Jenner on, you know what I mean? Like, couldn't you picture some nepo kids being like, I'm not gonna ask Kris Jenner because I want to just work from the bottom. It's like, girl, if you're Bill Gates' daughter, if you're the biggest, you might as well just use the nepo. You might as well use the nepo connections. You know what I mean? That's what they're there for. So
yeah.
I love how she's doing that.
So basically, when they emailed Kris Jenner, this is how they would present her. I'm assuming Bill Gates' daughter, and then whatever her name is. Even though that sounds like annoying, is that how they'd present her? I'm assuming.
Yeah, maybe they would say like blah blah Gates, and then in parentheses like. Bill Gates' daughter.
Well, because...
And then saying, like, do you, like...
Part of me thinks that them presenting her as her last name being Gates isn't enough. Then you actually, like, you're like you said, put in parentheses, like, hey, it's Bill Gates' daughter, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see what she does.
So another podcast topic is Doechii and her big cover-up before the Met. So I saw but what exactly happened?
So by the time this podcast gets uploaded... We're filming this like a week before, but I just saw yesterday that people were saying she was being mean to her assistants, first of all. But I watched the video and I just thought it was so funny. It was her at the Met Gala in her hotel, but she walked out of her hotel in a cube thing. Like, curtains on every side because she wanted to make, like, keep the outfit that secret. And that just made me laugh because it's like, they're going so hard. Like, it was in the hallway of the hotel. And then she was screaming at the assistant saying, like, get me an umbrella, because it was raining. Yeah. But then she defended herself and she was like, yeah, like, like she would just end it. You guys are so silly. Like, I just asked for umbrellas. Like, my whole team killed it. But like, she's kind of just saying like, yeah, like I did demand umbrellas, but it's not as big of a deal as you guys were saying.
Yeah.
But I guess people just thought it was so funny because like, she was building it up so much, like she was covered up completely. And then when she went to the Met Gala, they were like, wait, it was just for this outfit? So it is like such a build up, you know what I mean?
We've made so many jokes about get the blankets out, and the whole joke is when you put blankets around
people. It's so funny, I think of someone who is so famous that they have like all these like they have these big blankets around them as they walk around, but that actually was happening to her. Like she was in this cube, which I didn't know anyone did that because I've Yeah, because I would think, yeah, most, because I think most people, their outfit gets shown just when they walk out of the hotel. But then she, I guess she really just wanted to be like, I don't want anyone to see it till I get on the carpet, you know?
Yeah.
But wonder if now she's beginning to start like a precedent for other celebrities. They're like, I guess we all have to have this whole cube device to walk out of our hotel rooms. And then these hotels are going to be like, we can't like have this many cube people walking around. Like, we don't have, the hallways aren't wide enough. They're scratching the walls.
So why don't... Okay, so if you won that scenario, why don't they let the celebrities use the service elevators and then go out the back? That's what I don't really get about it. I just want to understand the logistics.
I think a lot of them would want to walk out the front. It's such a moment, you know?
Oh, yeah, so why didn't, it, like, her teams do, like, let's do the service elevators and use the back. Now I just am curious.
Well, from the video I saw, it looked like they were filming her, like, coming out of her room. Like, they were in, like, that hotel hallway, you know what I mean?
Okay, so this is how I got in the hallway.
Yeah, but I just thought it was so funny. Because just seeing someone in a cube.
I know, that actually is hilarious.
Like, obviously the Met Gala is so big, but it's just funny, like, how serious it was being taken. Like it was, like, life or death in that moment, if anyone saw the outfit.
Oh, yes, and then you had to put the whole cube around you, and...
Oh, just iconic. All right, is there any other thoughts about the Met Gala that are a week late?
Let me think.
Not much of it showed up in my algorithm, I have to say. Which I was kind of annoyed by, because, like, did, like, Chapel Roan go? I wanted to see her outfit, but, like, nothing was really showing up in my algorithm except Doechii being in the cube.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I don't know if it's just... I just didn't look hot enough, but I feel like it wasn't talked about as much this year.
I didn't search it
but
out,
I
like...
But I think it might just be something about my algorithm, like you said.
I know, because, like, obviously I could have just typed in, like, the people I wanted to see in their Met Gala outfits, but I feel like these days I just rely on the algorithm, you know? I'm just going to stay in my little bubble and, like, if it starts telling me to have these really offensive opinions, I'm going to just go with it, you know? And I'll just stick with my... I'm just sticking to my algorithm. But also, doesn't it happen twice a year? Like, that's a little bit too much. Like, it's too much for everyone to keep caring every time.
Oh, I think it was twice a year, 1 year, because of COVID. But I think it's once a year.
Oh, really? So that hasn't happened for a whole year?
Yeah, I think it's once a year.
Oh my God, for some reason it feels like it just happened.
Thank you, Hims, for sponsoring this episode. If ED is getting you down, you need Hims to get your confidence back and other things back up. Let's face it, when things aren't working in the bedroom, it can throw everything off. But Hims makes it simple to get help with access to real doctor-trusted ED treatments all from your phone. Hims is changing men's healthcare by giving you access to affordable sexual health treatments like chewable tablets, Viagra, Cialis, and generics for up to 95% less than you'd pay elsewhere. There are no awkward doctor's visits. Just fill out a quick intake form online and a medical provider will determine what treatment's right for you. If prescribed, your meds will ship straight to your door for free.
No insurance needed, no hidden fees, just one low price for both your treatment and follow-up care. With hundreds of thousands of guys already subscribed, Hims has helped people get results without the stress. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/lucasjacob. That's hims.com/lucasjacob for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/lucasjacob. The featured products include compounded products which are not approved nor verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality by the FDA. Prescription required. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
We have an update on the famous pancake man that Lucas was talking about. Like, I don't know if it was last episode or, like, a few episodes ago.
It was last episode. I was talking about how I had this vague, foggy memory from childhood of some pancake man at my school throwing pancakes up. And I was saying maybe it's because I was 5 years old and, you know, when you're 5 years old, you might have exaggerated what was going on. But I was like, I feel like he threw the pancakes, like, two stories up in the sky. And then, like, caught them. And I was just like, he went so hard at those pancakes. And then somebody commented, and then my mom called me after listening to the episode. Our mom. I don't know why I said my mom. She's your mom, too.
Oh, yeah. I used to always say that. But then so many people commented saying, like, you guys have the same brother and same mom. So why do you... But, like, the reason why I say my mom is just because it's, like, it sounds way more natural. Like, because... But then I realized, like, I guess a lot of the time I am hanging out with my siblings, so, like, why would I say my mom?
But, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, she called, and then the comment said that this is... I didn't make this up. He's just called the Pancake Man, right?
Yeah, so she called me, too, so then I Googled it, because she said... Because she made it sound like, oh, it's, like, an actual thing. Like, it's not just... Like, because, you know, in the podcast you were saying, like, maybe it was a teacher, like, I don't know.
I kind of thought it was just somebody's dad, like, during the pancake meal. But no, this is, like, his whole thing was being the Pancake Man, and his whole thing is throwing them so high. And I forgot this part of the story. He had people catch the pancakes. So it would be, like, kids would try to catch the pancakes that he threw.
Yeah, so when I Googled the Pancake Man, he has a whole website, and I'm pretty sure he's been doing it since, like, the late 70s or early 80s. So then I knew, and then he resided somewhere near Nebraska, so I was
he's
like...
He's still doing it, right?
Yeah, so then I was like, this is for sure the guy who you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Now I want to book an event with him.
I know. I have to find out some sort of event to throw so we can book the Pancake Man. Because I want to try to catch those pancakes after they fly... When they fly two stories up.
I saw on the website, it said... Any amount, small or big. So it could just be an event for us too.
Literally just someone's birthday.
Yeah.
Just go in the backyard and do it. I feel like you have to rent out a school gymnasium though for it to really hit.
Oh, if you really want to get that nostalgia.
Something about being in a gymnasium while it's all happening, that's what made it so special. On like these fold-up tables and stuff.
Yeah, but it has to be this one type of gymnasium. It can't be this fancy college gymnasium. It has to be, like, those elementary school gymnasiums.
Yeah, dusty.
Yeah, those gymnasiums, like, they just give, like, liminal space energy to me now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but,
I don't know why
I was just so excited that someone made a career out of being the Pancake Man.
I mean, that really is inspiring.
And I'm actually
inspiring.
So proud of him. It just, like, it's really, like, makes you realize that, like, so let's say someone's watching and, like, their talent is, like, I can eat a toenail. Like, you could probably make that your whole job.
Honestly, I feel like...
Welcome to Iowa.
Oh, we just came into Iowa.
We're in Iowa now.
We just doxed our location.
Frick!
But, yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to have this corporate job, or I don't want to become a lawyer. I don't want to be a nurse. And they're like, I just wish I could do something fun. It's like, well, get off your ass and think of something fun. The Pancake Man did it.
Oh,
God,
also,
just start a business.
Yeah. So no one wants to walk these
I
days.
Know, it's like, do something. Be the rollerblading girl. Be the balloon boy. Like, you just do something.
Yeah, like, but the thing with this pancake guy is that it said on his website. So the thing about it, if you're listening and you're actually taking our advice, you're going to have talent, though, in practice. This pancake guy, you might be thinking... Okay, so he throws pancakes in the air. No, it's not on the website. He has the Guinness Book of World Records for he threw a pancake the highest.
Wait, he has the world record? Did you make that up?
I'm not joking. I'm
what? Sure he was a record holder?
He threw the pancake the highest.
Holy, wait, no one's tried to beat him?
Wait, let me go on the website so I have the official record. Because there was a record on that website.
And he probably caught it. And then, like, it was still intact or something.
This is the... He has a whole... Yeah, okay. The famous Pancake Man. Currently, the Pancake Man holds the world record for the fastest pancake flipper. So I made up the highest thing, but he's the fastest pancake flipper. What exactly does that mean? I mean, it says our special grills can dish out 96 pancakes every 2 minutes or up to 2,500 pancakes an hour. Okay, what does that mean, the fastest pancake flipper? So he can flip, like, he can flip 50 pancakes in 10 seconds? Is
that
what he's saying?
Wrist is working overdrive.
2,500 pancakes an hour.
Are you kidding me? He's a machine.
Yeah, I
mean, that's... He's a piece of machinery.
That's impressive.
But I love that he doesn't even try to, like, make it emotional, though, right? It's just like, I'm a pancake person. Because I was thinking, like, if I... Because randomly a business came into my mind, the dancing clowns. Like, and I pictured it'd be these three friends. They dress up in these crazy clown outfits.
That's a good
business idea. And they do a whole
idea.
Dance, and they travel from school to school. But the only thing they would have to do to get booked is they'd have to say, oh, we put on a great show. Like, at Circus Soleil level. You'd kind of exaggerate it. Then you'd say, but, of course, it's not just about that. They say, afterwards, we do this whole speech about... Yes, we all look like clowns, and everyone has an inner clown, and we need to accept it. Like, I feel like you'd have to have sort of a movement or a message. But the Pancake Man doesn't.
Well,
he just is all fun, obviously.
Well, on his thing, it says, like, he has helped hundreds of organizations save time and money while having fun. So I think
it's all about having fun.
And then you take the stress out of the busy schedule to plan an event. So I think it's all about, like, it's unique, it's fun. And
It left an impression on me. Think about how many people these schools hire. And he's like one of the few that I remember. Like, it did bring me so much joy trying to catch those pancakes.
So do you think, okay, so you never had that experience. Do you think if you worked a corporate job, let's just say, like, you worked for McDonald's corporate, and one Thursday at noon, they brought the Pancake Man, and there's like 50 people there. Let's say it's 75. Do you think it would excite you? Because on his website, it says, like, it's for everyone.
Oh, I feel like it for sure would. I'd probably, like, hold back my laughs a little bit if I, like, felt uncomfortable at this job. But I'd still be like, I feel like when I was trying to catch the pancakes, obviously I'd be like,
no, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like even as an adult, if I was 55, like, I would still be like, this is cool.
And I would be kind of stressed because I'd be like, is it going to ruin my Gucci suit? Because I'm picturing in this, like, corporate thing, like, I, like, have, like, a Gucci suit on. So I'd be concerned, but then after, like, 2 seconds of concern, I'd be like, Lucas the Pancake Man's here, there's dry cleaners, it's fine. Like, let's enjoy the Pancake Man while he's here.
Do you think the Pancake Man only does normal pancakes, or do you think...
Gluten-free.
That's what I was going to say, like, for the McDonald's corporate event, what if some people wanted protein pancakes and gluten-free pancakes? Do you think he'd be open to that? I feel like he would.
He'd be like, maybe I won't be able to flip those as fast because they're not my usual recipe, but I would definitely accommodate y'all. You know, he's like, I understand everyone has different preferences.
Yeah.
But honestly, let's go him.
With the whole dancing clown scenario that you came up, I wonder if you did do that, and it kind of was, like, I'm talking about it actually wasn't the vibe, but you had Circus Soleil abilities. It actually was just, like, people that made it up within, like, a month, and it was cool, but it was nothing, like, there wasn't that much talent involved. Like, I wonder if most people that hired you would be like, that's so cute, let's do it again, or if some people would be like, we paid for that. But I'm talking about effort was put in, but it just wasn't, like, crazy. It was more just like a bunch of silliness.
I feel like maybe they would. I don't know. I actually wonder that about a lot of these. Like, when I think about a lot of these school assemblies growing up, I do wonder if a lot of them, the teachers were like, girl, this is what it all went to. The most fun one was the hypnotist, though. Did that ever come to your school? Like, that one was just pure fun. Like, there was no, like,
was that,
oh,
like, Catholic
guys,
school?
Let's not bully each other. It was at, the high school I went to.
Oh, because I was going to say, if that's at Catholic school, I thought that would be, like...
Hypnotism's against Catholicism.
I thought it would be, like, it sounds like witchcraft, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it actually... I remember I was so intrigued by it. I was like, how is it... How did people get hypnotized? Like, I still don't really understand that.
I know. That's... It's honestly crazy.
And I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, but there was one girl who got hypnotized, and I do remember afterwards, I was like, I think she might still be hypnotized. Because she was one of those people who, like, she kind of always seemed hypnotized. So it was like, oh my god, like, maybe you shouldn't hypnotize her. But then, like, I feel like she might still be in a hypnosis.
Wait, there's people that always seem hypnotized?
Like, you know, like, they just kind of seem like they just woke up all the time.
Oh, but then it just, like, I get what you're saying.
But then I was just thinking, like, I don't know if it's safe for her to go under this. But then, like, she probably is still... But remember, I literally saw her later in that school day. And she still just seemed all tired. And I was like, I don't know if he got her out of it. That's just sad.
Okay, but with the whole hypnosis thing, is this hypnosis, or is this just changing your mindset? Like, is it hypnosis if you actually decide, like, okay, I'm gonna start thinking of life in this way. Like, is that hypnotizing yourself or is that just changing your mind? That's what I'm trying to, like, definition wise, does that count as hypnotizing yourself?
I mean, I guess maybe it would, but it isn't the same thing as, like, when a hypnotic performer comes to your school or your event or whatever, like, they put you in a trance. Like, that's a different type of state.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like you don't, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I guess you aren't choosing to do it, maybe.
I know, it's just so odd. I remember they always would say, don't be worried, we can't hypnotize you to do anything you don't want to do, but it's like, are they just saying that to make everyone feel more safe? Because when you're in that trance, like, couldn't they pretty much have you do anything?
Yeah, and then, but then...
Because, like, people do, like, really shy people, like, suddenly become extroverts. Like, they don't want to, like, pretend to be a chicken hopping on the floor in front of the whole school, but they did.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing. And then it makes me wonder, is there people hypnotizing people on large scales? We just aren't aware of it.
This podcast?
I know.
We're trying to hypnotize everyone.
I wrote this down so I didn't forget. Did you, I'm assuming you did, like, because this is a classic kid thing, having such an obsession with hypnosis circles. I remember there were so many times where we would be like, okay, let's get the computer out and turn on the 5-minute hypnosis circle.
Oh, you mean like that black and white thing?
Yeah, we'd all stare at it, it would be spinning in circles, then you look away and like everything's spinning in circles, and it's like, oh my God!
Oh no, that's it. That's why I was saying, like, when I first heard about hypnosis, I was so intrigued about it. Because, like, when you're a kid, like, all of that stuff is just like, whoa, like, what? Like, magic is real?
Yeah, and then, this isn't magic, but I also love spinning in circles. That was acting. I feel like every kid's a Britney Spears person.
Oh, yes. She's always spinning in her videos. Like, she just is in touch with her inner child.
Yeah, spinning in circles is fun.
I haven't really, like, been updated on the Britney Spears lore. Like, I haven't looked at her Instagram. Like, is she still just dancing and having fun? Or is, like, there any updates?
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know. I thought she lived in Mexico, but I don't know.
Yeah, I wish her all the best. Remember she was dancing around with knives for a while?
Yeah.
Which I get, because it did look cool. Like, there is something about, like, a girl with her stomach showing. Like, you know, she's always wearing those crop tops.
Oh, always, yeah.
You have to have your stomach showing. And if you're dancing with knives, like, something about that is fun. I think she said she was inspired by Shakira.
Oh. And I just love how she's, she's just fully expressing herself. And it seems like a lot of it, this is what I love the most about it. It seems like a lot of it is do-it-yourself, like, improv. Like, it doesn't seem like it's planned. So I feel like the idea of, like, me being in my kitchen or living room and just being like, okay, I'm going to dance with spoons for 10 minutes and filming it. Like, I love the idea. I also love Lisa Rinna's dance videos because it's the same thing. Just none of it's planned. It just is improv dancing or impromptu dancing. That's like, more people need to do impromptu dances on social media.
I know, or just bring it into, now I'm thinking I need to just do that in my life because, like, I never really dance. So I need to start just, I know, I'm not going to post it, but I need to get the knives out of the knife block and, like, start dancing. Because, like, I feel like it would release something.
No, dancing is...
Get your knives out, guys!
Because even though we did lose dancing, we have it back.
Oh, that
one. We lost dancing. But now we have it back, guys. We can dance with knives, guns.
Oh, my God. Brittany needs to do a gun video. No, she knows that would be too far.
I thought she said that. She claimed the knives were fake or something.
That's a lie, though. I get it. Like, I would do the same thing. If everyone got mad, okay, I think they were saying, it's not safe. Your dogs were right by you. So obviously she's going to cover and be like, y'all, it was props. But, like, girl, we know they were real. But that'd be like, I bet you picture you see, you go on Instagram and she has two AK-47s. And she's like, she's spinning them around while dancing.
But dancing with knives so small, but I'm trying to, like, imagine it. Because
AK-47s would be crazy.
Let's talk about dancing with handguns. Like, how that do you make it look cool is what I'm trying to get down to. Like, I just don't really understand. I'm trying to think how you make it look cool. I mean, it'd be the
same. Like, imagine these two pistols. I'm not recommending this, by the way, for anyone.
Oh, yeah, don't actually. If someone is impressionable watching this, obviously, no one's gonna listen to us, babe. You are gonna just
can you
don't
imagine
do
like
it.
Some 30-year-old woman is like she gets it so she's so
inspired.
She starts dancing with handguns and accidentally shoots her foot or something.
And I'm just picturing that.
Welcome to Missouri.
Oh, we got doxxed again.
Oh no, they know our location.
I'm just picturing that view thing where it says these dumb podcasters kept spewing stuff. They said, okay, someone needs to dance with guns. It shows the person dancing with guns. But what was your idea?
But I'm just saying, I'm picturing this in a movie setting. I'm picturing it in like an action movie where the whole movie is boring. It's like a dad type movie, but there's one iconic scene of this hot girl abs, the lowest pants, low rise tight snakeskin pants, a cute little like bra. And then she has these two handguns and she's dancing in this bar and then she like shoots the bad guys.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Long black hair, so thick. Kind of so thick on the top of the head and kind of gets thin at the bottom like a mullet. Like, I just have this whole vision. That's what I also was picturing with the knives. Like, you guys, it looks cool when Britney did it, but I'm picturing this someone in a dad movie, like, this really hot woman dancing with these knives in like a sweaty bar. But she's also fighting someone.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times. Or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months. Or the Rogue, heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
It's the one thing that came to my mind when you were talking about this, it's so weird because, like, I didn't even have, like, a scenario where someone like that made fun of me. But, like, if I actually met someone like that, snakeskin shorts or snakeskin skirt?
No, snakeskin pants with bell bottoms, very low rise.
Yeah, for some reason.
Button ring.
Like, let's say we were at a hotel bar and this person sat to us and started attacking us. I would actually be scared. I wouldn't be scared of her, like, beating us, like, trying to kill us. I would just be scared because for some reason, I would be so intimidated, is what I'm trying to say. Because I feel like they have they are actually the main character. So I just am scared. Like, I know you're going to try to force us to do things I don't want to do. And, like, yeah, because those types of people, they would say, okay, now we're going to do coke. And I'd be like, I actually don't want to do it. But then, like, you're forced because it's a Megan Fox person and they have the.
Oh,
that's
what is
scary.
These
Megan Fox people control everyone. So it's like, if I don't do it, like, what are you going to do to us?
That is so dumb. Honestly, is scary. Like, these Megan Fox people, I don't think they know how much power they have. Like, that's scary thinking of, you're just trying to be nice, live a nice life, and then one of them could swoop into your life at any moment and ruin everything.
No, I
they
feel like
they control everything, control you for years, and you would never know you're in the hypnotic trance.
Yeah, that's why.
These Megan Fox people with the low-rise snakeskin pants.
And the thing about it, I know so many of them are nice, but like, well, they have this vibe to them that's really intimidating.
I know, I'm actually picturing like Megan Fox, Madison Beer, like they have this thing in their eyes where like they kind of are like the masters of the universe. Like they have this weird thing where you can tell they have these powers and they aren't really ever going to be that public about it because they don't want to like draw attention to themselves, but something's going on.
Oh, wait, I'm really going into this idea we're bringing
this up. This is giving the vibe of the beginning of the witch trials.
I know,
and then
I know.
Kill them, okay. Hang them.
I was getting that vibe too, so I want to flip the script. I'm not joking, just because I want to flip the script. I'm being legit. Picture this male model, stick thin.
Oh, they're
thing. No, I'm talking about, so we're like 5'9 or something. We have to look up at them, and they're so tall.
Same snakeskin pants.
Oh yeah, those people, and I'm talking about they are so slim. Like when you see their legs, you see every muscle. Like those people kind of scare me too.
Cum gutters. What's the actual term for that? That's not perverted.
What?
Cum gutters.
What does that mean?
It's that part of your abs that's like at the bottom of your like on your hip.
I don't people refer to that as like the V or something.
Oh, I've only heard cum gutters, but I want to know the actual terms. So I don't have to sound like a pervert when I say it.
I don't know. Why would they be called that? Anyway?
That's what I've always wondered. I'm like, who's cum? Like, what? But for some reason, they're called that.
I've never heard that before. Yeah, but I think with this whole story that we're talking about is these people that are, that like, they are like they're like these like high fashion people and they're so tall.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no,
they're honestly probably so nice, but they just kind of scare me.
And I could, you kind of understand the witch trials because you're like, oh, like they probably would have like considered the male model part of it too, because they'd just be like, there's something about them. But it's like, we should let them be free and not, but do the witch trials, you know?
Yeah, because I was
like, I'm against the witch trials.
When we were talking about it so much, I was getting that vibe too. I was getting the vibe, like, okay, if we weren't charged back in the day, we'd give the vibe that we would have locked other people up. But I didn't mean it like that. I meant it more in a way of like, they have this very cool energy.
Yeah, I was more, excited. But they do have a cat energy, because cats also have this exact vibe. It's like a cat type thing. Yeah, and then also just think about the ancient Egyptians. They built this amazing pyramid that apparently we still don't know how to make today. And they also had these giant replicas of cats. And it all just kind of is going together. You know what I mean? Is this all a coincidence? Or are these Megan Fox cat people, like, they actually are just the rulers of us all?
Because I've had this theory before. Any scientists, like, put in the comments what you think about this theory. that maybe there's like 50 types of people. What I'm trying to say, so let's say this. What if like 85% of people are people person type 1? And then let's say person type 7, this Megan Fox person we're describing, there's only like...
very rare.
Like, let's just say 15,000 of them in the entire world. So that's way less. So then to people like us that are personality, that are human type 1... we are kind of, like, scared of them just because they're, like, not as... just because they're not the common folk.
Oh, yeah. They've gone through more lifetimes than us, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah. No, Madison Beer's lived way more lifetimes than us.
So when you said...
we can all agree on that.
When you said snake skin, I was just thinking, what if it was... this would be the most badass move. And now, can we just, for the next, like, 2 minutes, eliminate, like, animal cruelty? Like, let's just act like animal cruelty isn't a thing. Can you picture if we were in a car right now?
Hey, what are you
sitting
gonna say?
On snakeskin seats?
Oh, yeah, but skinning a snake. Like, yes, I'm picturing after they die, you take... also, they shed skin, so it's not even killing them. Don't they shed skin, like, multiple times?
Oh, but I kind of thought maybe that skin wouldn't count because it's all scaly. So let's just talk about fake snake skin.
Oh, my God, if this car was snake skin...
that would actually be like, oh, you guys are the ultimate rulers.
Oh, wait, I just realized that we've been in my new car and I haven't even addressed it. Car tour.
We're always in a new vehicle.
So, you guys, I did get a new car. these are Palomino seats. this is actually what they refer to them at the dealership. You would just look at it and say those are brown seats, but I'm only going to refer to them as Palomino.
Because it sounds upper echelon.
Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. Palomino leather. And the outside of my car is black, but at the dealership, they refer to it as caviar. So it's a caviar exterior, Palomino interior. And yeah, I got rid of my Tesla.
Oh my God!
I sold my Tesla! Elon is so mad. He's like, bitch, you already paid it. You already gave me the money for it, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't take any loss because you having it, it wouldn't have made him lose money or gain money, so.
Yeah, no, I've been wanting a new car for a while. I had the Tesla for half a decade, so it's time to get something new. Also, you know, don't really want to be... I just don't want to get in my car every day and think of Elon.
I know, because he's so gross.
And the car that I have, they let me know is very popular with older ladies. It's sort of a grandma car. And I feel like that might be my new aesthetic. Because they were saying, actually, the handles on the outside, they're like, this is for, like, if you have arthritis. Because, like, the handles, you don't even need to, like, pull it open. He was like, yeah, a lot of, like, our customer base for this car likes that because, like, they have arthritis and their hands don't really work.
We kind of have, like, Sisto vehicles. I mean, we actually do have Sisto vehicles.
Oh, yeah, because Toyota and Lexus are owned by the same company. Like, they are the same company,
and
right?
And I think my car is, like, your car. Like, aren't they actually comparables? But yours is more, like...
the grandma.
Maybe butter finishes and stuff.
I have the grandma version of... yeah, we both have the same thing.
Yeah, so our vehicles are kind of Sistos.
And then we're doing the bro show.
So a topic that I wrote down for my living alone 20-something diaries.
Oh, you haven't given us an update on your living alone era recently?
Well, I wanted to talk about how... I know it's funny that I'm talking about this when I'm 24 years old, but... I realize, like, you actually do have to clean. So, basically, I have lived in an apartment before, but...
Can I call you out for your previous apartment?
What?
Well, you lived with our sister, and I remember you guys... you lived there for a year, and you guys never cleaned it, right? But it wasn't gross, because I visited. But remember you guys said, like, oh, yeah, we've never cleaned it, right?
I think Ali kind of cleaned.
But... Oh, I thought for some reason I thought you guys said you just never cleaned it. But I remember thinking, like, the vents must be good in here, because it's not dusty or anything.
Yeah, because it's kind of the thing where it's like, wouldn't it just, like... a few people living and, like, you actually clean up after yourself. So I'm not talking about, like, when I make eggs, I'm still cleaning the pan. I'm talking about,
just
you know...
just general cleaning.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I'm still picking up crumbs and stuff, but you know how, like, these, like, tables get dusty and stuff and carpet gets dirty? Like, I'm talking about that type of cleaning. So I realize that you actually have to clean because if you don't, you start realizing, like, wait, why is this turning yellow? This is so disgusting. But and then it's also like, wait, why is it sticky over here? It's so fucking gross. And then this is, so I guess what I realized is that, like, you actually every once, like once a month, actually have to, like, do a deep clean, else it just is disgusting.
PSA, clean, you guys actually have to clean sometimes.
No, so basically when I do, like, a clean, I just, like, vacuum everything and then I get a bunch of, like, I put it on wipes or Lysol or Clorox wipes and just, like, wipe down everything. Like, out. And then I, like, for the shower, you have to, like, spray that shit. Okay, yeah, so when I did it recently, I, if you make it a whole thing, it's kind of, like, more doable. So what I mean by making it a whole thing is, like, not doing it all half-assed. Like, actually just being, like, okay, for the next hour, I'm going to clean. Because somehow, I don't even live in, like, I live in a one-bedroom apartment, but somehow it took a whole hour. I don't know how. So basically,
oh, yeah,
just
on a
making
little playlist.
It all. I wasn't listening to anything. I just know, like, some. So
make
after
it a meditation.
After this session of cleaning, it might not be every time, but I actually felt like calm. I was like, this was fine.
Oh,
but,
so you actually kind of understood, because there are people who, like, they, like, yeah, cleaning is sort of like their therapy. Like, you could kind of understand that a little bit.
Yeah, but it kind of made me think that, don't you feel like anything can be fun, even if it's so boring, if you just make it fun?
Oh, you have to just commit to it and stop,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you have to commit.
Because if the whole time you're cleaning, you're like, but if you just are like, let's do this thing, yeah, kind of make it a moment, then it... That is weird how, like, you always have the control to look at things that way, but a lot of, like, sometimes, like, a lot of times people, like, don't, you know what I mean? I don't and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So like... I think it's just crazy realizing that things don't just get clean, guys. It's like, you actually have to clean them.
I don't know, but it's weird how, like, we talked about this before on the podcast. I feel like some people don't realize that. Because when you see... I remember I was on a walk this past week and somebody just threw a water bottle out the window. And it was like an adult-ass person throwing a water bottle out the window. And then I was thinking, like, that person actually... I don't think they actually know. Like, yes, they know that somebody will have to pick that up. But I actually don't think they consciously have, like, let that sink in. Like, somebody's gonna have to pick up that water bottle. You know what I mean? Like, it's just funny, like, throwing it out for someone else to deal with. Like, when they could have just waited till they got home and threw it in their own effing trash can. But, like, they just, I feel like those people don't realize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because, so I know it just is like, okay, just get it out of the way. But when you actually think about it, it's like, we all live on this earth, like, it just is so good.
I know. Just throwing it out the window. Why is it always, like, liquor bottles and stuff? I always... Because whenever I go on walks, like, if you go on a walk, like, on a really busy road, it seems like there are, like, Fireball little shooters, beer bottles.
Yeah.
Like, I always feel like people throw those out the windows because I'm picturing... I have this whole, like, storyline in my mind of, like, some dad driving home from work, and he's like, well, I can't throw these away in my trash can, or, like, my wife will get mad and know I've been drinking. So, like, they throw them out because they don't want the evidence at their house or something.
Yeah, whenever I see that, I kind of think that, too, like, maybe 5 minutes before they're getting home, they'd hurry and do, like, 3 shots, which is obviously bad. But then, like, they would hope, like, by the time I get home, it just would start hitting me and no one would know I drink so much.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm assuming.
But have you noticed that? Like, the most of the litter...
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Most litter, yeah, is just alcohol.
I have noticed that, yeah. So, I think, I know this sounds bold, but, like, I think we should stop littering.
Wait, should we? I agree. You guys, no more littering.
Yeah, I think it could be kind of difficult, but we can do it.
I mean, maybe we should do what Singapore does. I might just be pulling this out of my ass, but don't they send you to prison if you litter? Like, I know, like, oh,
I feel like
yeah.
I can't actually be prison, right?
I think it might. I don't know if you shouldn't have to go to a prison, but I feel like you should be jailed for 24 hours if you're caught littering, because I feel like that would really, that would get people to know, like, don't do that shit. You know what I mean?
I'm just picturing, what if the penalty for littering? Littering. Okay, so preface what I'm going to say. If it's a bald guy, we're going to tape, glue a wig on his head. Basically, the penalty would be a police episode as he pulls your hair. So that'd be so fucking funny. Like, because I think a lot of people would stop littering if the penalty was, I know it sounds abusive, but a police officer is going to pull your hair for the next minute.
What do you think?
And if it's a bald guy, we're going to tape a wig on his head. It's going to be painful.
Or for a bald guy, it could be spanking.
Oh, I'm talking
like
about
spank.
I,
like,
oh, yeah,
not,
I'm not
like,
talking
oh.
about. Oh, we're gonna pat his ass. We're talking about getting a whole like paddle.
No, not this whole. Oh my God, this is like a hot thing. No, like spank.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting the whole like ping pong paddle.
I know. Honestly, that would make people not litter as much. I feel like there has to be some sort of humiliation involved. Like, I don't wonder if they've ever actually thought like, okay, maybe we should do something with the town square and all these towns. Like, can you picture if you littered for 24 hours? You're tied up. In the town square, and people are gonna just look at you and say, "Ew, what did you do?" And then you'd have to say, "I littered," and they would say, "You're disgusting. Why would you ever do that?" Like, I feel like that would. Can you imagine? There'd be no litter.
No, for
and
sure.
And that really like isn't that much of a price to pay. Like, I mean, yes, you're tied up in front of everyone, but like, it's only for a day, and like, I feel like maybe you know that just might be what we have to do.
Yeah. So for these more like simple crimes, like littering, like stuff that's. Stuff like that, what's more like anyone could do it at any moment and people don't view it as that bad. Some people don't view it. I feel like there should be more petty.
Yeah, because like that person I saw who threw the water bottle out, like they don't really think it's anything big of a deal because there really isn't a consequence. Unless there happens to be a police officer there, like they'll get like what, a $200 fine or something.
Yeah, but even that, then
that doesn't involve any humiliation.
Yeah.
I think the humiliation is what gets it to stop.
Okay,
so that's good.
And with the whole...
We solved littering.
Yeah, we sure did. And with the whole cleaning thing also is that even after I cleaned my apartment, it's weird because, like, if you really want to clean, you even need to get, like... I feel like sometimes you even need to, like, do, like, a deeper clean.
Like, hands on knees with a rag on the ground.
Yeah, so it's kind of makes you... Like, because I always, like... That's what I mean by this, is that, like, I feel like this could be relatable. I thought cleaning was just vacuuming, but I feel like sometimes you actually do need to, like get all these, like, annoying little, like, devices at the cleaning store and, like, do shit like that if you actually want to be in a clean environment, you know?
Oh, no.
Because
like,
I feel like what I'm trying to say is that I feel like you can look like you live in a clean environment but not live in a clean environment.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like sometimes you don't realize the grime around you because, we got our house deep cleans a few months ago for the first time, like, since we moved in. And I remember looking at these light fixtures in the kitchen, and I was like, I didn't know those were supposed to be see-through. I actually didn't. I thought they were supposed to be murky. Like, I thought that was just the look of it. But no, like, some they actually went into the... It's like a circle thing, you know? And they went in there and scrubbed it all clean, and I was like, oh, my God, like... And then when I saw how our shower looked, I was like, wait, like, this door is see-through now? Like, holy shit. Like, they were just being like, whoa. Like, I don't know what they did, but they went in. But, like, I didn't even know I was living in a gross house.
Oh, another thing
until they came.
Yeah, like, and then, like, another thing is, like, with my vehicle, I've only had it for 6 months, but I know if I brought it to one of those places where they clean the inside for an hour, I would be, like, just because I've noticed, like, on the dashboard, there's a little bit of dust, which is kind of normal, but I know if I brought it in for that hour, when I got the car, I'd be like, I didn't realize all this, because I feel like that's the thing, is that, I don't know if this is gross, but, like, I feel like we get normal, we get used to living in, like, I'm not saying, like, so dirty, it's like, yo, I'm gonna be in TLC hoarders, I'm just talking about mildly dirty.
But I'm getting grossed out, like, I feel like I have good personal hygiene, but what if I went to a professional body cleaner? And then afterwards, I was like, wait, this, my skin is this? Like, what if I have this whole layer of dirt and I didn't know it?
I feel like you for sure.
But what if you went to a professional cleaner and you were like, oh my God, I'm a whole different shade? Because, like, they scrubbed off, they were like, you had so much dead skin.
Or, like, I feel like that could happen with a facial if they really did it.
Have you seen that girl on TikTok who doesn't wash her face anymore and she apparently has, like, a layer of dirt on her face? But she was saying, I'm just going to let my skin, like, adjust, like, how it used to back in the olden days.
Wait, so does she put water on her skin, though?
No, nothing. No, because I guess she really used too many skincare products. So she was like, I'm just going to, not use anything now.
No, I didn't know about this.
But then some dermatologist, I saw Dr. Dre, she stitched it, and she was like, this might actually be, an infection. Because her skin, looked, I don't know what was going on, but some dermatologists were concerned.
Oh, yeah, the one thing I do get about her is that I definitely have had my own personal failings that using too many skincare products can give you, can ruin your skin, just from experience.
No, you gotta do the right amount.
Yeah, I feel like if I started using, let's say, 12 things every night, so, I used a face wash, an oil face wash, two toners and stuff, I feel like somehow my skin would end up worse.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like for some people it might work, but I feel like for me, I just have a theory that that's gonna, ruin everything.
Yeah, no, I have very sensitive skin. A lot of estheticians have told me that. I remember whenever I go to an esthetician, they always say, oh my gosh, your skin's so sensitive. It's like kind of a little baby, my skin. Because I'll be like, oh my God, it's getting so red. And they're like,
my skin is so sensitive. It's like a baby, please be nice to it.
I know, and I'm just like, I
don't
know.
Don't be mean.
I know, I'm always like, I know, it's so sensitive.
Then I always say, where is crying? Don't be mean to it.
Please
treat it kindly.
Please.
Where is crying?
The esthetician would be like, you have to leave. Well, should we leave too?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, have a great week, guys. We love you dearly, and we're rooting for you. Keep on doing it. You're doing great. Pat yourself on that back.
We think that you can actually do it. So what I mean by that is that, whether it just is getting up in the morning or eating a scoop of peanut butter and enjoying it, we think you can do it.
You've been doubting yourself a lot, and everyone in your life doubts you. But we are on your side, and we support you.
What we realized is that we're the only people that support you. So I think that if you want to have a good life, you just got to keep listening, because we're the only people that care about you.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
No, for real, though, subscribe.
Bye.